You're listening to Roundtable. Athena Shanghai online survey found that close to 50% of respondents support pets-friendly workplaces. They say allowing pets at work relieves pressure and even spurs creativity. But could your furry friends rub off on coworkers the wrong way?Well, let's talk about the survey findings first.
Yeah, the survey finds that nearly a half of people believe that having pets at work can help employees release intense pressure to stimulate more inspiration. And nearly 30% of online users suggest that pets at work makes working overtime no longer alone and boring. It is also conducive to the relationship between colleagues. However, about 10% of people think the pets will be harmful for the hygienic work environment, and they may destroy office facilities sometimes. And 13% of total survey participants simply disagree because they don't like animals.
Oh, how can people not like animals? Because, I love animals.
Well, there are people who are not like you, Bob.
Some people may be allergic to the lovely furry friends.
Little faces looking at you. How can you not like them when they're so cute?
I know that's a good point, but what about a lizard or a spider?
Oh, a lizard or a snake. I was going to say, this all comes down to, I guess, you know, what kind of pet, because a lot of pets just aren't practical in an office scenario. Or maybe if we're talking about a shop or a restaurant where, I mean, you can't really keep a dog or a cat in a restaurant or something like that. But curiously, I'm against the idea.
You are?
Totally against the idea of having
animals.
I love animals so much, but that's, I want to run home to my pet. And it will relax me and get me over the stresses and the strains of the day. But it was interesting, one of those statistics, which was 25%, suggesting that a pet would make working overtime no longer
lonely
and boring. Well, how about we don't have to do overtime? How about we have a good work-life balance, and then we don't need to have these stress beaters like pets and animals in the office? We just go home and have a social life and maybe, you know, play with our dogs and cats at home.
This ideal situation, Bob, but for news people or other media people, sometimes, you know, you don't know what kind of news is happening, and you need to work on it. So sometimes you need to work overtime.
So, Yuyang, do you think that you agree with the idea of having a pet in the workplace?
I understand people's love toward animals.
But I can't wait.
But keep your love as your own place.
Oh.
Yeah, not in workplace, because there might be some people who are allergic to the dog hair or cat hair or other main allergens. So it's not good for the health for the other people. And also there is safety hazard. And some people just have fear deep down in their heart. I'm one of them, okay? When I was little girl, I was chased by a huge black dog our neighbors. So that had very negative impact on me toward my feelings to dogs. When I see a dog, especially large one, I feared. So it might be distraction of people's work.
Yeah, that's what our WeChat listener Xing Xing says. She says, huge distraction at work, pets, they are not suitable for the work environment.
And you're going to take longer to do your work because you're going to have to look after the pet. You're going to have to, you know, play with it and feed it and maybe take it for a walk. So you could actually end up with more stress because you've got less time to do your work.
Or it could go the other way around. That is, when you have a furry little being in the office and it comes to, you know, your chair, and then you can just rub it, and then it goes to the next desk.
Are you describing a pet or Ryan?
I think we have mentioned that he is a tall guy.
No, that's true. So, it's not that.
So yeah, not the little furry one, which is so cute. And some people are saying that having a pet in the office, people sort of forge more trust and more communication between each other.
That I can understand.
Yeah, pet lovers usually share a lot in common, so it is easier to build trust among them.
And also, a lot of startups, the cool young companies, allow this to attract younger employees. employees and to be more accommodating to their employees. I think that is the gesture that they're trying to show. And also, there are some other studies saying that, when you have a pet in the office, people walk around a lot more. It's actually good for your health. And there are also some healthy chemicals that could be released just because you have a pet around. You can enjoy those chemicals at home.
So that's decided. We're going to get a pet.
We're
going to have a round table cat.
I want a dog.
No, we can't have a dog.
Oh. Okay, I
need to rethink.
It's a hard decision.
That
is a hard decision. And we want your suggestions. So send us a message on WeChat. We are Easy FM Roundtable. You can find us anytime, anywhere. And that brings us to the final end of today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's all for today. Bye-bye, everyone.